from the MSU Media Journalism and Film Department this morning. Mark Biggs is here to talk about the Missouri exclusive. Every year it's been going on, and before we came on the air, I was saying it's really cool that Missouri State has been able to kind of get on this gravy train with the Manhattan Short Film Festival, and we're once again the only venue in the state of Missouri hosting this international film festival.
We are indeed, and really very fortunate because this is one of the best short film festivals out there. It is a truly international film festival, not only because films from all around the world are a part of the festival, but because the festival itself is an audience choice award. So it is.
That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is actually one of the funnest film series events of the year. We'll be joining audiences in over 250 cities on six continents across the world for a full week. Audiences will be viewing and voting on the best of fest, right. Best actor, best actress.
Yeah, and it's not like they're all shown in each venue on the same night. It's over a week's period.
Yeah, it's spread over a week.
Yeah,
but it's pretty interesting to think that folks in India and Australia and Europe will be seeing the same films and making their decisions, and together all of our votes, over 100,000 to be honest, will be cast to decide what is the best of fest. So it is a true populist award, if you will.
How many countries are involved in viewing the films again?
Going to be over, I think, 56 countries.
Well, 52 countries were originally represented in the submissions, 678 entries altogether from 52 countries. Out of that, the Manhattan Short Committee picks 10.
Yes, they pick 10. So it's a very exclusive bunch.
Well, I'll say.
Almost every year, at least one or two of the films that are in this festival go on to be Academy Award nominated shorts.
Right.
Last year, the year before, were both extraordinary. I've actually taken a little bit of a peek view at the preview of this year's, and there are some wonderful short films this year.
What have you seen so far?
You know, I watched pretty much all of the second half of the festival. And the one thing that really struck me was that the common theme that emerges this year is that of strangers helping strangers in a variety of different situations and a variety of different countries. But there was the kind of the common theme of the stranger stepping forward to help someone in need. It played out in many different ways in many different places. And it was a pretty interesting common theme this year.
And quite by accident, I guess. I don't think that they hand the filmmakers a theme to work on.
This is not a thematic festival at all,
right.
But for whatever reason, this year around the world, when filmmakers were making great short films, there was that kind of common trait that was emerging. A couple of wonderful ones, a short film called Grounded, is just an incredible short film. That came from France, and it's an incredible short film about a woman desperately trying to get through an airport to get home to her mother's funeral with her young. She has a young baby, and she encounters one complication and one hurdle after the next until somebody actually steps forward
and
really
helps her.
Yeah. Runs her through the circuit, if you will. Another great film about an older man in Germany.
Right. Bis gleich.
Bis gleich. Terrific film where very quiet, hardly any dialogue, but this incredible connection that happens between two older people who day after day sit in their windows and watch what goes on in the street below until one day one of them isn't there. Another great American short film set out in the Southwest desert called El Camino Solo, where strangers literally intervene to help a person who's had car trouble.
The range of 10 films, there are two films from France, two from Germany. One, you can sort of call some of these international productions. One of them is from Finland and Denmark combined, one from Chile, One with a British director, but produced in Kosovo, called Shock, the director being Jamie Donahue, a film from Turkey. Actually, Germany is represented three times because there's another film called Patch that is listed as being Switzerland and Germany. Right. And then one entry got selected from the USA, as you said, El Camino Solo, directed by Sean Telford.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Missouri State University, Springfield, is the only place in the state of Missouri that you can join the some 100,000 people around the world during that week. So we'll be doing our showing Saturday, October 3rd, but we're the only place in Missouri that you can see these short films of the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Right. It will take place here, as usual, in the Plaster Student Union Theater.
Right.
Doors will open at 6:30. The screening will actually take place from 7 until just a little before 10 o'clock.
You've got 10 movies, and what are they running lengthwise?
Lengthwise this year, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes with a 10-minute intermission built in. So it'll go from 7 until 9:30-ish around.
So each of the films is... I mean, is there like an average time for each one of them?
You know, there isn't. They range all the way from
what
5 or 6 minutes
film, yeah.
to, I think the maximum for this festival is 17 or 18 minutes.
Okay, so 20 minutes or less, basically.
Yes, yes. The other cool thing about this particular festival and this particular film series event is that it is a fundraiser for the Media Journalism and Film Production Student Scholarship. So it is the one and only time when there is a fee. There is a ticket price of $10, but the entire price goes to pay for scholarships for our own filmmakers. And we do have many successful student filmmakers come out of the program here at Missouri State University.
How many people are in the program this year?
You know, there are... 175 or 180 filmmakers active on campus. The MJF program is about...
That's just filmmakers, because you're talking about journalism and electronic media as well.
Right,
so,
and film studies.
Film studies, audio engineering.
So there's just under 400 students that are studying in MJF.
But 160 of them are
active filmmakers.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on out. As I said, this is a fun event. We treat it as a kind of a celebration and give away door prizes, including student films that have been made by students here at the university and have gone on to win awards. We give away a bunch of those. And
right.
There will be the Missouri State Film Society will be there to help escort you and show you around. And it should be, as it always is, a great deal of fun.
PSU seats 300 or 400. I can't remember what the...
350 comfortably, and if you put seats on the floor, you can get almost 500 people in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you stretch out from where the permanent seating is.
Right.
Right.
So as we say, be there or be square. We'll
All
see
right.
you next Saturday.
That is next Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. at Plaster Student Union Theater. Mark Biggs from Media Journalism and Film Department, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure, Randy.
All right, we'll see you later. You'll have a full slate of other film events going on through the school year.
We will. I will be in to pitch later in October the film that we're showing for Veterans Day on November 7th, I believe it is, a Saturday again on November 7th. And the film sounds like it's going to be very interesting. The director will be here. It's called Is Anybody Listening? So keep listening, and we'll tell you
more about
that later.
That later on in October. All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, thanks.